Special welcome to any visitors. Thank you for joining us. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we come to you this morning and ask that you would be with us. I pray that you would be with me as I speak, and the words I speak would be according to your will. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So for a title this morning, I titled it, Where is Your Anchor? Is there times in life where you feel not sure maybe where you fit in, or depending on the circumstances, how to handle yourself? Maybe not sure exactly who you are or where you fit in. There are many ways that the world, they have their remedies for this. Just trust yourself more. Be confident in yourself. There's nothing too big that you can't overcome by yourself. Be strong. Trust yourself. You know, when Lot, when he pitched his tent there by Sodom, do you think that he thought in his heart he would end up in Sodom? Maybe, but the way I see it is he thought he could handle it. He thought he could pitch by Sodom and he could handle it. But he had no backbone or anchor, and he ended up there in Sodom. What about Daniel? What if he would have there, he was a captive, and he, when he was taken to Jerusalem, would have said, he's strong, he's healthy, he can handle the king's meat, and he'll be just fine, and nobody will know the difference. But would if he turned out fairer and fatter and more healthy and able to do God's work there if he would have just gave in? No, he purposed in his heart. He had an anchor. He was firm. Maybe it's instead you've tried this and you found that you can't do it. So you simply take the victim mentality and find your security there. Where I'm hopeless, I messed up. There's no hope for me. And when somebody tries to speak into your life, you simply, well, you back into your little box and you say, well, see, you don't understand. I can't overcome this. It's too big for me. So you find your security in maybe your struggle, and you take the victim, and that's where you find your security. Other things that you might try to find your security and anchor yourself in is simply your possessions or who you are, physical things, your physical appearance. You're strong, you're healthy, and you have something to be confident in. Maybe it's your status, where I rate high in my group, so I'm really something. Often I've seen people try to find their identity or maybe more security in their phone, something they can kind of rely on. But isn't that sort of like trusting in horses and chariots? Something that there's really nothing to it. As of yourself, you have nothing to anchor on. Maybe you put strength, maybe a little different aspect, but you feel confident in your nation. You know, we're stronger than everybody else. But in the end, trying to find your security in yourself will always end in disaster. Let's turn to Isaiah 17. Here, if I understand this passage right, what Isaiah was talking about was the Syrians. They turned away from God and looked to their own for their security. Isaiah 17, verse 10. Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plans, and shalt set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. So, the Syrians turned away from God and turned to their own, what they thought was secure, their own identity, what they could do with their own hands. And it says, they planted pleasant plants. They made their plants to grow, and it looked like it flourished. But in the end, it literally crushed them. Now, another thing that I've seen is where somebody does have a solid rock, where they are anchored in Christ, but due to circumstances, they are not willing to stand out. For example, Peter, in John 6:68, it says, so here was the story of when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And, many went away because they were offended at this. Well, Peter very evidently was anchored in Christ. He said, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So he was sure of his foundation. But now let's turn to Matthew 26:69. Here we see something happen. His faith wavered, what I see here is it wasn't convenient to stay there, and it basically threatened his life. Matthew 26:69. Now Peter sat within the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied before them and them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw unto him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, surely thou also was one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. We'll stop there. So Peter was firmly anchored in Christ according to his previous life, but something happened here. Maybe he got with the wrong crowd, and it was not convenient. And I find that sometimes in my own life, though I might be firmly anchored in Christ, there's times where I get with the right people where it's kind of easy to sort of hide and not to shine your light. But then I marvel at Joseph. He had, if anyone had the right to take maybe the victim mentality or something like that, he was taken to a foreign land, and his family betrayed him, or his brothers at least. But there, even though in that land he was anchored so strongly in Christ that nothing could move him. It didn't matter what came his way. You see there when Potiphar's wife was pulling on him, he couldn't do it. He was strongly anchored in Christ. So when these feelings of insecurity or not sure where you fit in come your way, simply cast them on Christ and find your security and identity with Christ, because that's where you will find peace and rest. It doesn't matter what comes your way. If you are anchored in Christ, you will be strong. Because Christ is the only rock that will not move. Let's find our anchoring point in Christ. May God bless.